We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Garrett, and Vicky.
The numbers are strong, Sam. 10 seconds Sonata, one of the P's. We're right up top on the mountain of P's. We are at the summit.
Hey, shit's been blowing up. Very excited. Everybody's going crazy over the Lorenzo Lamas episode.
Well, listen, that's what happens when you capture a renegade.
Yeah, it's
people
crazy.
People freak out.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then did he have sex in the bathroom? That's the question. People are still talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, we have a big announcement about that, actually.
That's right. We got some of his man water.
Right.
Well, basically, what we did is we called in a CSI guy.
Uh-huh.
He went through that entire bathroom, and he actually looked for DNA, and he's going to call in. We're trying to get him in this hour.
Wait.
He may go in the next hour.
At the Playboy Radio bathroom, we're looking for semen?
Yes.
I wonder if we'll find any. He's going to be like, there's like cinnamon semen, there's strawberry semen.
Well, we're going to find out what happens. We did an investigation. We hired a guy. I went on Craigslist. I found this guy.
Oh, so he's certified Craigslist.
He's certified.
He's the real deal.
He's real deal.
Right, okay.
And he's going to call in a little later. If you guys are listening on Playboy Radio, he's going to call in the second hour. If you're on listening to us on our podcast, it will be the next episode. He's going to call in and he's going to break it down what he found. And he says that based on DNA, he could probably tell us exactly what happened in that bathroom.
Yeah, because we're spouting off claims. You know, we don't want to be an irresponsible show.
Right.
We just want to make sure if we're throwing it out there, let's get our facts straight. So we hired the best.
That's right. Craigslist. We hired the best of Craigslist.
So let's see what he comes up with.
Number one Craigslist detective.
Very excited about
Siege
it.
CLSI.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
What else are we excited about? There's been a Winslow sighting.
Yeah, I just heard. And
can't believe you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know. Listen, most of the time I'm just working on new sounds, so I'm pretty shut off to the outside world.
Yeah.
You know, I come here once a week, obviously. But yeah, other than that, I'm just, you know, I'm in the studio just working on sound effects. So, but then I just heard this news.
Yeah, but you called him out and he retweeted it.
That's right. Listen, I'm top dog. I've said that before. I'm going to call out people who are acting like they're better at something than I am. When it comes to sound effects, sorry, Michael Winslow, you aren't shit, okay? I'm the man.
But now he knows you exist.
And I know he exists. And listen, let's settle it. I will pick you up in a town car. I'll wear white gloves. I don't give a fuck.
He's in Australia, so.
I'll go to fucking Australia. I don't give a shit.
All right. Well, someone said now that he's in Australia, it makes you the number one sound effects person in the U.S.
That's
and it's
right.
Like, wait a minute, now?
Yeah, that's true. Listen, there's obviously this is something that America has fallen in love with. You know, this saga. America loves it, and I love that they love it. But I just want the chance that I deserve to show what I have, why I'm number one, and why I'm the best ever.
Yeah, you know, and it's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
It's ready to go.
People are talking that you're the best in North America, and he retweeted that he might be coming back.
That's right. Listen, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Do you
want
to issue a challenge right now?
I am willing to announce my candidacy to have a mouth war with Michael Winslow and show him who's boss and why I am the best of all time. Any sound effect, I got it. Throw out one.
Dragons.
I don't like the look of that.
That's the king. That's the king at the castle.
Okay. All right. So it's on. I mean, we've dropped so much knowledge in 4 minutes. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
In 4 minutes, we've talked about CSI. We've talked about the Winslow controversy.
It is a controversy. It's a full-fledged controversy.
You know, I almost felt like Steve Renazzisi this weekend. I sold out 3 out of 4 shows at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego. Sold them out.
Attaboy.
Awesome.
Good shows?
Great shows.
Fuck any faces? See any buttholes? What
I could not. Not one person would let me fuck their face.
How many buttholes, though? You must have seen a butthole.
Dude, you know what, man? I was so tired. I had to...
Too tired for a b-hole?
Wow.
Dude, it's crazy.
Must have wiped.
I went there. I got there at 3 in the morning on a Friday night. I had to do radio from 6 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
And what are you doing?
Non-stop radio.
And what are the
chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Ha, ha, ha.
The Bruce Lee of punchlines.
Dude, just dropping knowledge.
Right.
Everyone begging me to stay. I'm like, I got 30 more radio shows to go.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But it paid off.
I did laundry.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I was in Seattle, and I saw Jill.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. Jill
Himitsu.
Himitsu.
Jill cool?
Yeah, she's great.
She's very cool.
Very cool. Came to a show. We hung out. I gave her a piece of pizza. It all happened. So that's exciting.
But why do I bring this up? Why? Because I want to sell out Toronto.
Attaboy.
Toronto needs to be sold out. And if you buy a ticket right now, you actually get a free ticket to the live Naughty Show podcast.
Holy shit.
And so guess who they're talking about getting for the podcast? I don't know if I should say his name because they haven't confirmed yet.
It better be that crack smoking mayor. Is it him?
I asked for that. They said they could not get the crack smoking mayor. Dude. You don't know who they're trying to get.
No, I don't.
Do you want to know? Should we announce that? Even though he's not locked in, he might not happen. It's still the fact that it might happen.
Say Lorenzo Lamas right now.
But this is the Lorenzo Lamas of Canada.
Whoa, all right.
Scott Thompson of Kids in the Hall.
Oh, shit.
Are
that
you
would
serious?
Be awesome.
Yeah.
When you said of Canada, I was going to say what, like the Kids in the Hall, like as a joke, because that was, it would seem so out of reach.
Yeah, they're thinking about doing it.
That'd
How
be
am
awesome.
I going to hold it together?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos.
Chaos.
So get to buying those tickets, man. It's a small venue. Let's sell it out. What else we want to talk about? People have been asking about videos. They want to see videos of the chaos. And this would be a great show to see today. I mean, we got a great show. Yeah, we'd like to have videos. Yeah, we got 5 state-of-the-art videos staring at us.
Right.
Unfortunately. I'm working on it. Trust me. We're working on it. It's our next
Has somebody day. Tried turning them on?
But you can see the vines. Check out the Vine. Naughty Show Vine. What's the handle on that? Anybody? Naughty Show Vine.
And what's the password to get into the account? Anyone?
What's the password? Yeah. What is it? Charlie?
I'm not giving out the password, but it's
What's the password?
Is that on?
No.
No, but give what the is pass- it? Do the password.
It's at Lead with the Show, and we live tweet all the vines. So follow the Naughty Show Twitter account, and you'll be able to get it all in live stream.
Perfect. That's great.
And the password is, we don't think we got
Scribbly
that.
Balls.
Cool.
Scribbly right. Balls.
Yeah. Why'd you say it?
So check out that. This show's doing great. We want to thank a couple people real quick before we bring in our guest. Huge shout out to Space Goat.
Seriously. Yeah. Amazing.
What he's doing for the show is amazing. He's really helping us. He's doing exactly what we asked him to. Like a lot of people, they can get fake downloads. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We say, don't do that to us. Take us and put us in different place where you think people might like our shit. And he's been doing that. And we had our best weekend yet.
It's great.
I mean, we got to attribute some of that to Lamas.
I mean, Lamas did a little. I mean, he boned in our bathroom. I don't think we should say anything. He did a little for us. We did a little for him.
Okay,
Let's just say there's a billion little renegades swimming in that tiled room.
So make sure you check out Naughty Show Vine live tweeting at the Naughty Show, and it's also on Twitter. So, and what? You know how well we're doing?
How well are
People
we doing?
People from this lady, Vicky's high school, are fans of hers.
Oh, my God. All right, two crazy things. This is like when it transcends, it starts infiltrating real life.
Sure.
And that's weird for me because this is all new to me,
right,
you know?
Right.
So we have, first of all, when my husband Lenny started working here in Orange County is where he's based out of. He's an electrician. And the big talk of the company was we do Playboy Studios lights. So he like this building is like one of his properties at work.
Lenny built this building.
Yeah, basically, yes. He structured.
And roll.
Thank you.
And the guy, Jose Marin, shout out, first of all, because that's my husband's coworker. He's a listener of the show, and of Death Squad, prior to all this. And he just happens to do the lights outside. And the lights look great, Jose.
So thank you. We keep saying that.
I know. Every time we show up, we're like, God, it's so
really
well lit.
Really good
here.
Lights.
So well lit.
Yeah.
And that's all Jose. So thank you. And then a guy who found me on Twitter from high school, like we know all the same people, like he knows the show too, and only said something because I guess I referenced Belleville. So Carlos Colon, what's
shout
up?
Outs.
Go Bucks.
Shout outs.
Yeah, so it's coming into real life, and I, for one, am a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
Well, some of our topics. It's a little risque of a show.
I don't think we've talked about anything bad on this show ever.
Ever. It's all positive, except for your hatred of Winslow.
I don't hate Winslow. I just hate that I have to plow through him.
Oh, that's true.
Like a snowplow.
All right. I'm going to bring our next guest because he looks completely miserable sitting in the studio. Please welcome into the show, into the studio, a very good friend of mine. I love him very much. He was on the Nas show before, but unfortunately he didn't get to hear it because the sound quality went to shit. And he almost threw up on the show. Please welcome my brother from another mother, from Fox is the League, Steve Bertazzisi.
Yes, thank you very much, Sam. The sellout machine, Tripoli.
Come on, I feel that like Steve Bertazzisi when I sell out rooms.
I am excited to hear that. Finally, the people are listening.
Oh, they're very slow to the reaction.
But you know what's got to be good for you, though, that you're selling out. And they got to be the people that listen. They're your fans. So you're playing to sellouts of people that you like, not just people that don't know who you are or just show
up. I want to be Steve Bertazzisi, though. I'm sure after you get off the show, they're just lined up to meet you and they want to sign pictures.
Some places, yes.
Here's what – this is
there are places that are no, Sam.
Nobody
Some waits? Places don't buy the shit that I'm selling.
Really?
No.
Where – I was the last time you had a bad set?
You're talking about – I feel like Canada doesn't like me. I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like I haven't been comfortable there yet.
Maybe if you did fantasy Canadian football,
CFL?
That's what your show would be about. You'd get a little more love over there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe more wide receivers.
They get the show up there. They like it, but – and I like them. I don't know. I just feel like – I don't know. They don't. I feel like they don't like me. I don't know. That's just me.
What I can't stand, and I was telling Vicky this, and it fucks with my head –
thank God we can curse. I don't know if you – did you curse yet today? And
yeah.
I was the first one I thought to curse, and I was like, oh, maybe
no,
we can't.
We can curse
all
day.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's Playboy Radio.
Well, I know, but
Lorenzo Lamas boned in my bathroom, dude. Yeah.
By the way, he definitely did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
For sure, I smelt it.
Oh, yeah. That's
it.
True.
On the way in.
He was here. He brought his wife on.
Okay.
And he was quiet. We were going to talk to him about, like, his acting. He didn't want to talk about
– uh-huh.
And she just – she just chirping awesomely about how much she wants to shove stuff in his ass. That's like all she wants to do.
She wants to put stuff in his ass, and he won't put stuff in her ass.
A lot of ass play over at the Lamas compound.
No ass play. No ass play. He won't do it.
He won't do it. All she's doing is begging. And she, I don't know if you noticed when she took a picture, she has superhuman booty. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is next level ass.
Smoking hot. I mean, she's 23.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you could take this little water and put it on it. It would just sit there. It was so, that's why I say it's top shelf. It's literally a shelf. I could store my canned foods on there.
Well.
And she, and he won't do it.
All she wants to do is get boned in the ass by him.
And put stuff in his ass.
The Renegades won't go in there.
No, he won't do it.
Oh, man.
She wants a sex dungeon,
she wants to build a sex dungeon.
Yep.
He's not interested.
And shove stuff in his ass. Like a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like one of those old drumstick hats hanging out of the back of it. Lorenzo Lamas drumstick hat.
Yeah. I've always said this after a naughty show, but it's mostly the live shows.
Yeah.
It's the number one show for getting boned after. After the show, everyone gets late and I get hit up.
Everyone's all horned up.
Yeah. But never after the podcast.
That's a first.
And, dude, we're doing this thing, and all of a sudden I'm getting tweets from everybody there. We're pretty sure Lorenzo Lamas is boning in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I had nobody in the studio running the show. They all just got there.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Well, he probably felt like he needed to make up for the fact that he was, like, saying no to all this shit and then just took her in the bathroom to fuck her to be like, I'm still crazy.
Yeah. But also, on their bit, when you think you hear people fucking, you have to have confirmation. If you can go over and listen and make sure, you have to know.
Yeah.
Always.
I still know why he wouldn't let us watch.
All right.
Well, you know. Who knows what they're into?
Well, we know they're not in the anal. I don't think he's into crazy stuff. Even though he's probably had all the ability in the world
to
and the chances
he's to
do whatever
to do.
He wants.
Maybe he's done with it.
Yeah, maybe his ass has lived like a really crazy
life.
Enough
with the ass. Enough.
Yeah.
I've plugged one ass, Costa Rican ass, Brazilian ass.
You can do it behind the music on his ass.
Yeah. Hey. Fuck it, man. I can't. No more ass.
Steve, what do you think of my studio?
First of all, this is beautiful. The couch looks like it's real. It looks like a real couch you would sit on.
I think you did my show before. We were in a closet. It was just a bunch
of... We've been in a couple places. You're very natural behind. I'm very happy for you. This seems like a nice medium. You're taking well to this.
I got a face for radio. That's what they say.
No, but you're connecting with the people, and you don't have to look them in the eye and see them. You know, you can talk to them for real.
Yeah. Well, I want to get back to what I was saying. After a show, and this is not just at the Madhouse, which is a great comedy club. This is universally across my comedy career, has been whenever I have an okay set where I'm like, oh, that went a little weird. Oop, lost them on that one. Oop. I get off stage. They love me. Oh, great set. Picture, high five. You are crazy. I love you. When I have one of those sets where I'm like, you ever feel like where you're like
thunderous?
Where it's like the Matrix and you realize you're the one. You go shring and all the reality just kind of fucking shakes. You're like, I just murdered it. Nobody talks to me. Wouldn't even know I was in the show the way.
Really?
No. Just couldn't get out. It's like World War Z. There's zombies trying to get out.
Do you make
the
yourself more or less known on those shows? Because sometimes, and I'm just throwing it out as a hypothetical, maybe people think that guy, what he just did, there's no way he's coming out to talk to us.
Yeah.
There's no way he's out there.
Why would he ever come talk to us?
He's in the helicopter.
He left us. We've been fucked enough.
Yeah.
We've had enough.
Yeah.
He fucked us so good.
I can't take it anymore.
Look at this guy in
too
the eye.
Good.
No way he'd come out to talk to us.
I don't want him out here.
And there you are selling. What are you selling? Trinkets?
I'm
you got
selling
trinkets?
Nothing. No. I've given up.
You're just
I'm
out
selling.
There. Glad hand. No, that's why they don't think you're out there. No, because you're like mixed up in the crowd.
I position myself.
What are you doing?
Excuse me.
If they want to talk to me, I'm available. But if they don't, it doesn't get uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, first of all, you got to say that at some point on stage. Like you'd be like, look, here's the deal. I'll come out in 10 minutes. Anyone who wants to hang around for a picture, hang out on the side. I'll come over and say hello.
Okay, I should say
you got to do it like that. Otherwise, you're just the weirdo lurking in the crowd.
Yeah. I think I'm instantly the weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, right away, bro. Because people are like, that guy won't come back out here. He just, you know, he did his job.
I think
that's
they
enough.
Get really upset that I make them laugh at some sick shit. I really think that. And even though I'm not as dark and crazy as I used to be.
Yeah. Like, you think that they're going to be like, hey, man, yeah, like, all right, you know, like, I laughed at that fucking ass joke, but I really didn't fuck my wife in the ass, okay? So I don't want to have to connect with you on that level, sir, right? What do you got, your T-shirts and your buttons that say, fuck my wife in the ass? I'm not buying one of your T-shirts, but I don't have T-shirts that say, fuck my wife in the ass. I just want a picture. You want to take a picture for Facebook?
Oh, man.
You really should start making those shirts, obviously. Fuck my wife in the ass.
Like,
then,
I don't know. I haven't seen you in a while, but I'm sure you're good about fucking your wife in the ass.
It's his best bit.
I'm like, can I bone your wife while you watch?
Yeah, or whatever, you know? Like,
or
something.
Show me the butthole. That's something you do. Sam gets people to show their butthole.
Show me the butthole.
Show me the butthole. Guys, I'll be guys, don't make it weird after the show. Even if I murder, I'll be over there selling my show me your butthole shirts. And
guys,
fuck my wife in the ass
buttons.
This system
works way better than my old system where I just creepily lurked amongst you, hoping that one of you would eye me from the side.
Hey, guys, after the show, I'll be in the shadows over there.
You see that confessional in the back? I'll be hanging out back there. Just come by, take a picture.
Oh, God, my face is stumped. Yeah, it was weird, man. It was weird. And then there was light. Yeah, I don't know, man. I had a great time down there, man. Do you go to San Diego a lot?
I only really go to La Jolla, and then I went to Comic-Con 2 years ago. But, you know, there's another comedy club down there that
there's
I heard
two.
It's great. That,
there's American Comedy Club, and then there's what I just played, the Madhouse. Now,
and I've
I don't
never
feel
performed
like I'm
in the
cheating
city.
On La Jolla. Do
no,
you?
No, it's two different things.
Two different markets. It's like 20 miles.
And I'll always do La Jolla, and I always, you know, you get paid whatever you get paid there. It's for me, it's like I can do new stuff there and I don't feel guilty or anything like that. So,
What do you do about that? I've gotten.
Well,
you know,
I just did a special and now it'll come out in November. So I'm trying to write a lot of new stuff.
Is
so that
it
when
hard?
I go back out, it's impossible. For me, whatever anyone else is doing, whatever they're doing, it's impossible for me. And anything I do write is about like kids and stuff, and that's like what I'm going through.
Right.
But it's like, oh my God. And then to go up there and bomb on a consistent basis.
Steve, it's impossible for me to believe that you bomb.
Oh, no. Either, here's what's happening. Either I hit the gas with the stuff I know works, and it's like, well, this is what I had to do on Saturday night. This is people paying money. Or it's sputtering, somewhat laugh, a little bit here, a little bit there.
I'm going through that too, dude.
And then it's like, or it's that. So you get to pick and choose.
I'm not.
In an hour, it'll be probably the second one.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. You know what it is? It's all about the confidence of delivering the new material. Because when you got the old material, you know it's shiny. You're like, boom, there, fastball. Then you just your energy changes on the new stuff,
bro.
And you just like Bambi on Wobbly Legs.
The sweat on my body, my temperature will, if you hooked me up to like one of those things that could put my temperature, it goes up like 7 or 8 degrees in a second. And like just when I shift into that new stuff, I'm like, I don't even know how to transition because you know, I'm like, we're coming on beach season, everyone. And I wrote a joke about how I hate going to the beach and how I had taken the family to the beach. It's coming up beach season. And everyone's like, what is that?
Excuse me?
So now people like make fun of me. You're going to do the beach season joke? So now automatically that thing's like, oh, this stupid. Then it's like that old car. It's in the garage. I don't want to work on it. I'm like, come on, man. You suck already.
And you're going to go. But you bring out killers, too. Like, you bring out some very funny guys to feature.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Simone.
Simone?
Yeah.
Like, that's not easy, dude.
No, it's not.
Do you ever be like, hey, pull it back a little
bit? No.
Let's go third gear while I
do new stuff. No, but you do new stuff.
Up until going, get ready for the special. I wanted anyone to hit I wanted to get it ready. But now it's like, I'm going back out in November.
Special?
It's an hour.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be on?
It'll be on Comedy Central.
Oh, that's awesome. So great.
Yeah, we did it in New Orleans.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. New Orleans.
Well, that's what they did. And they did three. They did me, Neil Brennan did one, and D'Elia did one. So they filmed three of them in a row.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was great. And I'd never performed in New Orleans before.
What was the order?
I did mine on Thursday. Neil did his on Friday, and Chris did his on Saturday.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, it was
that
great.
That's a good group.
Super fun.
Yeah, did you watch everybody else's?
I haven't seen anyone else's. We just finished editing mine.
Did you have say in the edit?
Very much so.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're shifting gears on that.
They should.
Yeah. I mean, they shot it amazingly. They had 7 cameras. They were all red. They were on, like, rotating things and, you know. And the guy who did mine, Ryan Polito, did Neil Kroll's and John Mulaney. So they look great. So, and then they give you, they give you choices. So you don't have to have, like, all those shots of the, you know, that we hated before.
Yeah, or they don't cut on your punchline or your setups to your punchline.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And you're flying all over the place.
Yeah.
We always want to know what's your flying status.
Like, I'm still regular. I'm JetBlue. I get on first. That's what I get on, JetBlue first. It's not first class. It's like Southwest JetBlue. There's no like first class.
Why? I just love JetBlue.
I'm at the point where, like, points wise, where I can get on before everybody else.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I fly. Unless somebody's paying for me to fly, and then it's first class, bitch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like, I've done that L.A. to New York first class about maybe 15 times now on the FX dime. And it is, bro, it is tough to go back.
Oh, yeah.
It is tough.
When I fly with Rogan, we fly first class. I flew one time and Anderson Silva had to sit behind me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here that Anderson Silva is sitting in coach and I'm sitting in first class?
You had to sit in coach?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant behind you in first class.
Yeah, me too.
Which I found insulting in its own right for some reason, but coach.
In coach.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Really?
The grace of all time.
Yeah. That's on a long flight?
Well, where was
Brazil?
It? No. It was some, it wasn't, where were they fighting?
Burbank.
No,
Burbank to L.A.
No. Where were they flying from? I don't know.
First class, Sam. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First class was $11.
Now, you recently closed out the Dorman show at the Comedy Store.
Have you done that show?
I was supposed to do the week that you did, but I had to be in San Diego.
Yeah.
But that's got to be cool, right?
Well, it was. I went up and I told, the first thing I said was, you know, I was a door guy, and I told a story about when Fat James got blown by the prostitute we all watched in that bathroom right over there. So, like, those were the great times that we had being a door guy. And then I did, you know, I got to do, like, a lot of new stuff, you know, because fuck
that. Steve, as a guy who made it, and you certified have made it, what was more fun?
Is that official, though? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't, unless you go on this severe crystal meth run.
You know there are ghosts of Christmas future lurking around the Comedy Store. I see them, bro.
Good. That's a good attitude.
You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah. I see them. Yeah. They are the ghost of Christmas future.
Let me tell you something.
Say, like, made it.
As a guy who's completely fucked his career by enjoying his vices, I've completely shot myself in the foot. Okay? As a guy who did
Bro,
that.
We shot at the same targets. Okay?
Yeah, but right? Some of you didn't get hit by
a couple
targets.
Bullets. I just got
somehow you dodge fucking vice bullets. I'm at the store doing coke off of Ukrainian waitresses' asses, wondering why I'm not getting called into FX. Listen, there's nowhere worse than the Comedy Store if you are worried about vices, because they are there, they are free, and they are plenty.
Yeah, I know. But
if you want, I'll be your, like, sober companion, and I'll just kick shit who comes near you.
That's Simone. He's my husband.
I mean, we
travel a lot together, but we keep each other in check. It's fine. Like, look, I don't get out of control. I get tired. But I, you know, I think we all have made it to some extent.
Yeah.
I really do. I feel like
I would
a
think
lot
you'd
of
be
people
at the high end and I'm at the low end.
Yeah, right, whatever Sam. It is. Whatever.
Enough, Sam.
Look at my studio. Look at my studio.
I'm telling you, this is beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I'm only kidding. But it's got to be cool to go back and do a door show with the guys and be like, I was there. Because I remember when you were there.
Yes.
I remember when I walked in and you were running the cash register and you're like, take a look in there. And there were three people in the OR. And you're like, should I be looking for a new job?
Yeah, I think I might be like one of the last guys to, like, that everyone can remember that work there, that did the cover booth for years and the back door and stuff like that.
There was Steve. I did it. Who else did it? Ari did it
for a while.
Who else did it?
Caparillo did it. Yeah.
Do you ever talk to Cap?
I do. I saw him like a month ago. We were brought each other up and on like three or four times in a row in a week. So then we talked for a little bit and stuff outside. He lives out in the valley. Deeper in the valley now.
Yeah.
Married.
He went west, you went east.
Yeah. I'm back now a lot, though, for a while. We're shooting now.
Are you happy being back east?
No, I love being back east, and I'm really enjoying being back here now.
Do you enjoy that your kids are growing up back east? Do you think it's a better place to grow?
I think school-wise right now, yes.
How about
I think because what we would be doing here would be so much more expensive than what we're doing on the East Coast.
Where do you live now?
All it is.
Not exact addresses, but where do you live?
On in New York? On Long Island.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool. Like that's almost your territory, almost, no?
Yeah, like North Jersey. Yeah, it's kind of all the same.
Yeah, on the outskirts, in the burbs.
Is your wife liking it out there?
Yeah.
She's from out there.
Yeah. She grew up like 15 minutes away from there. I grew up about 15 minutes away from where we live. Our whole family, like her parents, my parents, we're all within 20 minutes of each other. So it's great for when I go on the road or when I come out here for 2 weeks to shoot the show or something like that. So, you know, you had a lot of support, a lot of good backup. It's nice.
It's good. A little separation does the relationship good.
Oh,
just
it's
a little
amazing.
Bit.
Amazing. Bro, it's the best.
Yeah. And then you go back and you appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because your wife's the best.
She is amazing. She is...
When everybody was dating girlfriends, I always said Steve's girlfriend was the hottest. Yeah. Trace was the best.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell her you said that. She's always known the game. She's been with me a long time. So we've all kind of gotten successful together. So, she gets it and she's totally on board. It's almost like I have to, it's harder to fit back in when I get back there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because
it is.
They got a routine down and I am just a cog in the wheel back there. I'm making peanut butter and jelly at the wrong time just because I like, you know, like whatever it is. I'm messing things up when I get back into
the system.
It's like
when Superman goes back to work at the Gazette.
Oh, yeah. It's like glasses are all fucked up. Yeah.
Can't do it that way.
No. We don't do it like that.
Are you going to stay in town for the celebrity comic boxing match?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you doing anything with it, or are you just going to enjoy the slugfest?
Well, Favorman asked me to do the red carpet, which I gladly said I would do. And then I'm not going to judge or anything, but I'll be there supporting. I mean, I think Davey Westy in a TKO is what I think.
Hold on. You're taking Davey over PJ Stansberry.
Wait, explain what you're talking about right now for the listeners.
Okay.
Because no one knows about that this exists.
Basically, one day, Russell Peters decided that it would be really fun because he's a big boxing fan. That he... It would be hilarious if he took some comedians who really don't have the opportunity to play gigs like his.
Big places.
Like, I mean, we're talking like the O2 Arena.
Yeah, like 15,000 seats.
Holy shit.
15,000.
Wembley Stadium.
Wow. Right. Holy shit.
And
hello, governor.
Yeah. How was your trip? It's great. Dude, I'm making it.
I would.
Things are good. I got an agent.
Set this up. So he thought it'd be really funny is... if he allowed a couple comics who would never really have an opportunity to do this, if they boxed for the chance to open for him.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yep.
That is so fucking awesome. That's so great.
So what do? They just take the people that all signed up and then just put them in a thing and mix them up and be like, these are the matches? Because it looks like it might be like that. There's no weight class division, really, whatsoever.
There's no downside to this.
I think they tried to find some kind of natural rivalries first.
Oh, they went straight to the entertainment value dollar first.
Like, okay. Who hates each other?
Yeah. Where's some built-in passion for hatred for each other?
Like, who's just going to swing to kill?
Yeah.
And one of the fights is PJ Stansberry. He's this little Italian.
The New Jersey bad boy.
Yeah, he's Jersey.
Bad boy, about 5'2", angry, smokes cigarettes.
Yep.
But I've seen that 5'2 dude fight 6'8 brothers on Fat Tuesday. I'm not even lying when I'm talking. This little Super Mario looking dude just swinging on these giant brothers, man. I'm like, you're crazy, bro.
Yeah, like a koala bear jumping up.
A smoking koala bear. So he's fighting his old roommate, which is Davey. What's Davey's
name? Davey Westy, who is 6'1" and crooked. Twisted.
Cerebral palsy. I call him crazy legs.
He's twisted. He's PJ if you stretched him out. Like, really. So they might be in the same weight class. I don't know.
But he's got cerebral palsy. He's been training.
Oh, but you know he's been training with Jay London, who another comedian from Last Comic Standing, who knows how to box. I mean, he really was probably like a semi-pro.
He's got the nose to show you that he knows how to box.
So he's been teaching Davey, like, balance technique and stuff. Because, you know, Davey's twisted, so he's all off balance constantly in real life. So he's been helping him with his balance, really pushing him around the ring and trying to keep him on. So that's why I think, because Davey's strong as an ox.
Yeah.
If he could hit it straight, I'm telling you. Plus, I know I've seen. I mean, Davey could put it together. I've seen his dick. You
heard?
Here we go.
Is it twisted?
Oh no!
Cerebral palsy.
Okay, I'll tell you the story about how I saw Davey's dick.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
Tracy saw it too, which is even worse.
Oh,
my wife.
True stories.
So you know, remember they all lived together with PJ and Nick at Nick's house. PJ's cousin who fixed cars. So, but he would fix your car for cheap and do a good job, but he was doing it on his time schedule.
Right. Okay.
So he would tell you Tuesday, and you'd be showing up Tuesday, and he wouldn't be there for days would go by, and he wouldn't have the keys, nothing. So, like, I'm like, dude, give me my this is my wife's car. Give it back to me. He's like, meet me at 8:15 in the morning, which I'm like, oh, well, he's never going to be there. He's like, because he's like, I'll just be getting home at that time. I'm like, great. So I get to the house. Now, this is a house where everybody's sleeping anywhere they sleep. Davey has a mattress in the hallway where you knock on the door, and it's all glass panes. So there's no barrier. I'm looking at Davey as he's sleeping there. So I'm knocking on the glass, and he looks up, and he stands up.
Oh,
now my wife's like right there, And he stands up and he just starts to walk over, and his rock hard cock is gleaming, glistening out of his underwear, and he has no idea as he's shuffling his way to the front door. I mean, it's pencil thin and 1,000 yards long, and it's straight as an arrow or off to the side. And it's, I'm like, and I'm tapping on the window. I'm going, Davey, Davey. He's like, I'm coming.
Right? Like, no.
Davey, Davey, come on. And he gets over the thing and he opens, and I go, Trey, back away. Don't look away. She goes, why? He opens the door up. She goes, oh my God. I'm like, Davey, your dick's out. And he's like, oh, sorry, man. It tucks it back in underneath his tongue. Straight as an arrow, bro. I'm telling you, the kid's got a punch.
I'm coming.
Yeah. God, give it, God,
shuffling his way to the door.
No, your cock.
Oh, it was out for minutes.
Yeah, that's a long walk, too.
What do you think he's dreaming about? Him hot, banging hot chicks with straight legs?
Or just legs, maybe.
Yeah, there's some crazy fights. They were going to have Leslie Jones.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
They were going to have her fight Little Larry.
Hold on. By the way, I would pay $1,000 to sit on the ring of that fight.
Dude, you throw that in, it might happen. How hilarious is that?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, Little Larry consistently walks around with black eyes. He's like all of 5 foot, weighs 80 pounds.
Oh, my God. She'd murder him.
Leslie Jones would murder.
Murder.
It would be the first.
It would be graphic. It'd be on Faces of Death.
It would be the third person she's murdered in her life.
Do you ever follow Leslie Jones on stage? Have you ever had to follow her?
No. Oh, yes. I have followed her on stage. Man, she is incredible.
She is incredible.
Yeah.
When she would get off stage at Dublin's way back in the day, she would pull me aside and beg me to fuck her.
Really?
She goes, I won't tell anybody. I'll keep it between us. Just please fuck me, Sam.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is why I don't go to prison.
Yeah.
Because I would have no say in this whatsoever.
Right.
And you see how she just fucking stalks the stage, dude?
Yeah.
She gets a nice little sweat going.
Yeah.
Imagine that, just making love to you.
Did you see her butthole or no?
No,
you didn't get that.
How was it?
Yeah.
So how was it?
I never
hit it. That's the
How was
so how
it?
Was it?
I never hit it, which is weird because I'm usually all about a good story.
Yeah.
I'm always about the time I banged some WNBA ass. That'd be a good time, but I didn't.
Ari had sex with a 6'7" girl one time. College basketball. Remember, he was on the team that played against the women's team. He was on the practice team, and he had sex with one of the girls. She was 6'7".
Holy shit!
Yeah.
But he's what, 6'4"?
He's 6'4". I mean, it was tall loving.
Yeah,
it was long loving.
She's tall.
Do you like Kevin Ari living out in New York? Some from
we got drunk last Monday. We went out to dinner, some French place where he lives, and then we went to karaoke. Me, Tracy, Ari, and a couple other people, and we got drunk doing karaoke. It was fun. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice having him out there.
I'm glad you're going to the comedy boxing match. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, I'm psyched. Ari's coming back just for that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, cool. He's going to be in Boston. And instead of coming to New York, he's coming back here for that. I'm off that week from work, so I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Should we pregame? Should we part? Is there going to be
of
a...
Of course.
It's the day
tailgate.
We come back.
Get a couple other comics to fight
we're
while you're
fine.
Tailgating.
There's a couple
right.
undercards.
Is that why?
Yeah.
That was the thing you had to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in it. I'm like, we're interviewing people before and after the fights.
I'm
we're
sure
like the panel... The punch drunk or punch.
Is it
punch
true that
sports?
Boone Shakalaka is going to box
yes.
Josh Martin?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that
there's a good undercard. There's a good looking door guy versus a guy who I was talking to. I guess what they consider the good looking door guy the other night. He was working the back door, and then the uglier door guy came over. He's like, "I'm going to knock your fucking teeth out,
oh
bro."
Oh my God!
I was like, "Whoa, this is going to be another good fight."
Door guy.
I'm like, "Why don't you like him?" He's like, "Cause he's good looking." And I was like, "Oh, bro, you got it in you." You got that hatred growing deep.
God, Steve, I wish I could tell our stories of Guam.
Wow.
They're such classics.
Oh, man.
Stories of Guam.
We went to Guam together.
What happened to Guam?
Steve was an angel. I was a sick fuck. He was such a good guy with all the, and I was just a scumbag.
We went to a couple strip clubs.
And this is when Steve was on
Punk'd.
Okay. So I don't know if you've ever been to a strip bar with somebody on MTV, but that's like the equivalent of Elvis entering the building.
Yeah.
That is like, it blows their mind. They're like, oh my God, you're on the only channel I care about.
And the only other thing about that you need to know about Guam, besides that it has military bases, which we were there for the troops, is that they have more strip clubs per capita than like anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
So there are. That's the only place anyone ever goes.
Right.
They don't build anything else.
Yeah.
So we're there.
Another
that's
winner.
That's where we're going to go.
Yeah. And there's no zoning laws. They'll be like.
There's like a 7-Eleven and then a strip club on top of it with a strip club in the back attached to a Kinko's.
next to a
daycare.
Yeah. Next to a church.
Yeah.
With a play structure, poorly put together play structure.
So
palm trees everywhere that all and it's the weather is beautiful, but it's like ghetto Hawaii because they don't build anything nice because the monsoons come in and just knock everything down.
So
Steve
and this guy named Mike.
Whoa, that
me,
got
Steve
air-quoted.
And Mike driving around.
I thought it was Tony So.
Tony So. Okay. So Tony So and I we were going around. We go to the strip bar. The strippers go crazy.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, hang out with us. We got to go pick up this stripper at the airport. Because what they do is they fly girls in for 6 months at a time. And these girls make bank.
Right.
So we're like, okay, we'll go with you to pick her up. And this was back before 9/11. So, no, this is after 9/11.
After, yeah.
But it was like Guam. They didn't worry about terrorists. Because you could literally just drive right up to the airport, walk up to the gate.
Yeah, it was very
quick.
Be
like, are they here yet? So they pull up Mama Stripper. Pulls up in this giant caddy, and we go inside, and we're like, where is she? We can't find her. We look over. There's a girl crying on the phone.
Yep.
And we're like, hey, are you blah, blah, blah? She's like, yes, I thought you guys had left me. I'm like, okay. Can I tell this story?
Of course. You can tell it.
You better, yeah.
We're like, no, we didn't leave you. We just came and got you. We're like, okay, cool. She goes, okay, I'm excited you guys got me, but I'm not going to do drugs.
Yeah, she was right away. She's like, I don't do drugs. Nobody brought up drugs. Nobody has mentioned drugs. Nobody said, like, hey, by the way, just in case you know, we're on our way. We're going to stop and do some drugs, and then we're going to go out and have a drink. She just, like, is like, by the way, I don't fucking do drugs.
And okay? Sarah, I won't do drugs.
It's like off of a plane. She had just gotten off a plane
nice
from Japan.
Nice to meet you. I won't do drugs.
She's been on a plane sequestered, let's just say, for 11 hours from Japan.
Mind going crazy.
She tells us is she doesn't do drugs.
She's sitting on the plane.
But I got to be honest, knowing what we know now, it all is so simple. But back then, we were like, this bitch is crazy.
Right.
And obviously, we have to, you know, play with him. So.
As soon as I land, I'm going to let him know that I don't do drugs and I'm not going to do them.
Great.
So as soon as I get
drugs.
Him. I don't.
Okay. So Steven, I'd heard him hurt himself early on, and he was in great
pain. Shit. I brought Vicodin with me. Hey, I'm going to be in Guam. I have to fly for 50,000 hours to get there. I brought a fistful of Vicodin. A palm size filled with Vicodin.
Anyway, somehow it's brought up that Steve has Vicodins. And we're driving home. All of a sudden, this girl, I don't know, whispers in my ear, I'll suck your dick for a Vicodin.
Not the one you just got.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
The one we have just picked up. Now, to her credit, I will say,
uh-oh.
I believe there may have been one drink in between. Maybe a gulp of the drink before she turns to Sam and says, I'll suck your dick for a Vicodin.
Start by asking for one.
Right. Why?
No.
Why
she's
make the
in
offer?
Barter mode.
Yeah.
She's at a swap meet. She is there to barter.
Right away.
She knows what her goods and services are. She knows what she has.
Right away to him.
Now it's your turn to give back. What's your offer?
So I'm like, Steve, do you have your Vicodin on me? He's like,
so I can get my dick sucked by this girl we just met who doesn't do drugs?
So he's like, I got a half. I'm like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right.
So now, by the way, knowing what we all know now, I'm like, I'm not giving a whole Vicodin away for Sam to get blown. I'll give him a half a Vicodin and see what he can get for.
Right. Right.
So he gives me the Vicodin, give to her, and the mommy stripper still driving
the car.
This girl's been in Guam 5 minutes.
Yep.
Go.
Right there?
In the back seat. In the back.
Where are you?
Seat in the front seat with Mama Bear. Mama Bear is regaling me of stories about her soldier husband who's off. She was a very lovely lady.
So where are you
Sam
from?
Sam is getting blown in the back. Now, the problem is, didn't the girl know where we were going to the hotel and she said she had to be dropped off at? We didn't know which hotel it was.
Right.
So we don't know where we're driving to because this girl's got a mouth full of Sam. A mouth full of Samuel Tripoli.
Yeah. So anyway, we go back to our places,
yes.
Right? So we end up chit-chatting. I'm like, okay, how do I get this chick out of this room into my place? So I convince her to come back to my room, yeah. And I just start
somehow
pounding it, dude. And she's just like, are you going to go down on me? I'm like, you've been sitting on that ass.
For a Vicodin.
For 13 hours. That thing tastes like coffee and
General
cigarettes
South.
Right now.
Oh my God.
General like, Tso's chicken.
Tastes like coffee.
Coffee grinds, did you say?
He said coffee and cigarettes.
Oh my God.
Coffee strainer.
So I'm just plowing it, right? All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. And it's Tony So down the street who comes, and we answer the door. And she's like, the chick is getting really mad down there. And Steve is down there, Hank, trying to talk her, and it's just Tony So is at the door. And so I'm like,
by the
hey.
Way, this chick has told me about 90 stories.
And
right
you're just getting, you're like, what else is new?
Yeah, what else is going on besides?
Boy, I really hope he comes soon. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
When's he getting home?
Yeah. Oh, great. That's awesome. You must be excited.
Yeah.
You should make posters.
I go, didn't you say you'd blow my friend for a Vicodin? She's like, yeah, I did. So this chick, after hooking up with me, starts going down on Tony So.
In the hallway, she's blowing
what?
The promoter.
What?
In the hallway, blowing him.
Starts blowing him, right?
She doesn't remember that she never really said that she'd blow anybody else. She just has already known blowjob, Vicodin equal blowjob.
Imagine what would happen if she did drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows what she would do?
She's never done drugs.
Never
before.
Done a drug.
So
she
so
better not start.
She pulls Tony in.
Yeah.
She starts Christ. Blowing him, right?
And what are you doing, Sam?
I sneak up behind her and
sneak
I start
up.
Trying to crush it. And Tony So's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I gotta cross this off my list.
No. I'll fuck off for half a Vicodin.
So I'm just crossing shit off my bucket list at this point.
Jesus. Sneaking up. The sneaking.
So then I'm like, let's just bring it in the bedroom.
Hold
so we all
on.
Go in the
yeah.
bedroom. And she's blowing him. I'm trying
Tony
to.
Tony So, also, by the way, has known us, Sam and I, for probably 17 hours total.
What?
What? No, yeah. We don't. This is not a long-term friendship. Now. We have also known this gentleman for 17 hours.
Sam's bucket list is very specific.
Yeah. So I'm crushing it from behind. She's blowing Tony So. Him and I are making eye contact. We're like, this is really uncomfortable. So I decide I've already done what I need to do. I'm leaving.
You can already you can cross it
I
off.
I get dressed. I go.
They're
leave.
Getting ready. All of a sudden, me and Mama Bear are done. She's like, I'm getting my friend, and we're getting the fuck out of here. I was like, you know what? Let's go get everybody.
Yeah,
let's get everybody
this.
Out of here.
So we
knock,
come
knock,
back.
Knock. Sam opens the door.
And
she goes, where the fuck is this girl?
Tony So is eating out the stripper. Tony So is totally eating out.
Oh my God. So when's your husband come home?
Tony So is down on the chip I'm just banging, who just flew 18 hours. He's eating out coffee and cigarettes.
Oh, and you. Because you had been in there already.
Look at him nodding at you. He's like, you're goddamn right, Vicky. I was in there.
Oh, my God.
He was sucking my ghost dick.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so the devil's threesome talk we had, this was the incident? This is your one story?
Yeah.
That's an amazing story, though.
Yeah, it is. And we just told it.
Jesus oh my God. Christ.
So hilarious, dude.
Well. Well, well.
So filthy. So filthy.
Oh, I gotta cross this off my bucket list, dude.
Oh, my God. One of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Now, man, great time. I would love to do a show with the whole crew. Get all the boys back together again. So you've, okay, I want to talk to you about this. What about Daddy's Know Best? Tell us all about
this. We just did another season.
Another season?
Yep.
Not once does Sam even get, like, next door neighbor who needs a cup of sugar.
We use Doc Willis.
Come on, man. We had
a black person. Leslie Jones was on the first season. Yeah. We needed a black person for the second season.
I'm not black.
I know. That's why we didn't use you.
Oh, my God.
We had a next door neighbor.
You
we went black.
Armenian tow truck driver, guy, angry neighbor, nothing.
He
you
was
can't
great.
Me in the one scene. Yeah.
He was great. Don't talk to me. Talk to Danis and O'Neill.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to.
I'm just the executive producer at Star.
That's.
I
is it
going to
be
power.
On TV?
They can't do anything.
No, no. My damn channel again.
Okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Come yeah. out. I think,
don't mind
like
me. I didn't need to do anything. I just did a movie. Don't mind me, though. Don't
no,
me.
That's great. What did you do?
I just did a movie. Showtime movie.
Armenian tow truck driver.
Live Nude Girls. I play some crazy strip bar guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm really
How
excited
was it?
About it. It was fun. Acting's, it's fun. It is what it is. I like this more.
Yeah.
I would much rather just take this bigger and just do bigger stuff and have people like you and all the time. I enjoy doing like radio and podcasting. Movies are fun, but mm-hmm. I could not like be on set forever.
It's boring a lot.
That's what they say. They're paying you
to wait.
To wait.
Yeah.
The acting you do
Your
for
time.
Free. You're paying to wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The acting part is fun.
Yeah. It's a good time. And you're on a great show. She
yeah.
loves your show.
I
love
do.
Your show too.
Yeah, thank you.
Show. I love
Thanks.
It. I love
it. It's a great show. It's like
thank
what
you.
Season now?
We're Five? On our fifth season.
How, did crazy. You ever think that was going to happen? Because I know you've done a bunch of shows before that.
Yeah, I mean, I did a couple that didn't work. And then this we did, and we didn't know. It was the first cable show. It was like a cable show. So nobody really knew. It was like My Boys, and then
yeah.
what is
right.
this?
And
That's
then
right.
Now
it was
you
Always
guys
Sunny was on, and My Boys was on. It was like, who's going to do a cable comedy show?
Well,
and how many episodes? And I didn't
Fantasy
know that
football, whoever came up with that is the most brilliant person on the planet.
Yeah, that we could tap into that angle is good. That's our home base.
Now you guys are moving to FXX.
Yeah, that's
is
the
that
new
good
channel.
Thing? Is that make you nervous?
I mean, it doesn't really affect us, I don't think. I just hope that everybody knows it's over there now. They'll put a poster up or whatever the hell.
I've saw some advertisements. I'm very happy.
My dad, I was home and he's like, What is this FXX? I go, it's a new channel that the show's gonna be on. He's like, well, how do I get it? I go, you have to call your local cable provider. They'll tell you. So the next day, he called, and the guy was like, we don't know anything about it. Literally, that's what they say. If you call right now, they're like, we don't know what channel it's going to be on. It's not in the system yet. It doesn't start till September 4th. So my dad's like, I called.
And what happened? This one channel moved to make room for that?
I don't. Bro.
That's gonna be
well, they're splitting. Aren't they splitting like comedy and drama? Isn't that? The
That's what they're doing.
Now?
Yeah, but I don't know. What, like, are they just making a new channel, or are they
yeah.
they taking
it's
over
weird,
another
right?
channel? Nobody tells me any of this stuff. Like, and whenever they say, whenever they're like, don't even talk about it. Like they go like we were at the TCAs. And they were like, if anyone asks what it's on, don't even talk about it. And I was like, well.
But
look, call your local cable provider. So I tell him. And then my dad said I did, and he goes, they didn't have anything. I go, that's all I got.
Call
that's all
later.
They told me to say was look, call your local cable provider.
Call I just your smile local at the cable provider.
Smile
well,
at the
it's great now though because you can just type in the league. I don't know what channel anything is. Like I have DirecTV. I never
yeah.
know. But just type in the league or like It's Always Sunny or and.
Nobody
let,
watches it on
let
television
TiVo
anymore.
Do it for you, right? Like
they
everything.
Watch it on
tape.
Demand. They DVR right. it. They'll find it. You know, they'll Netflix it.
And right. If they have trouble, they should just call their local cable providers.
Yeah, they should all call their local cable providers.
See what's up. Talk to them.
That should be my new TV show.
No,
Steve,
it's Show Me
I
the Butthole.
I love you so much. Dude.
Thanks for
I'm
having
very
me.
Very thankful
you
come on.
In.
You're always a great guy.
Thank you.
You're cool as shit. We were supposed to do a show recently, and I was getting bumped all the time. And you're like, I'm not going to bump Triple A. I'm going to go home. You didn't have to do that, but that was a very nice thing to do.
I appreciate that.
You're getting bumped. I'm like, why? Okay, I can get why I'm getting bumped. Why Steve Renn is easy getting bumped? It's crazy. Where are you going to be? Anything you want to push at all?
The league comes back September 4th on FXX.
Awesome. Awesome.
Wednesday nights we're moving to as well. Wednesday nights.
FXX. Don't ask about it. Just ask your local cable provider.
Call them.
We will be in Toronto. We're doing a live show. We're doing live shows, plus we're doing a live podcast. Go to get some. Where can they get some?
Brownpapertickets.com.
Check it out. Put the Naughty Show podcast at the Underground. It's going to be great. We might have Scott Thompson from the Kids in the Hall being there. I would
gonna
go crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'll go crazier than I already would have.
I'll go the craziest. I don't care what you guys say.
Just real quick. Name any sound effect. Name it quick. Any sound effect.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Little arms.
Take that, Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Renzizi, you were great. Anything you want to push?
No.
Anything, nothing. Great show. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Go to naughtyshow.net. Make a profile.
And give us some reviews on iTunes. All right, we'll see you guys in a few. Later.
This is The Naughty Show.
You want to work in L.A.? Blow a dude on camera.
With Sam Tripoli.